Welcome back to the show where two men celebrate one whole year together. Happy anniversary, big boy.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Yeah.
We have been doing this for a year solid. We've not missed a date for release. We've suddenly come up with two podcasts rather than one.
Yeah.
And it's only taken a year, but the webpage is up to date.
Yay.
Hurrah.
Well, we missed an untitled trek, but not the main show we haven't missed.
No, and to be fair, I think, bear in mind, we started this with the idea that we were only going to release something every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we have now become weekly, basically, with Untitled Trek Show. I think we've done pretty well for our first year.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we've also managed it. So a year is 52 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have 66 episodes.
Is that including bonus stuff?
It is including the bonus stuff. I didn't think we'd release that many bonus episodes, but apparently we have.
I only think I'm going to turn the top of my head like three.
We've done three interviews, haven't we?
Mm.
We've got the two USS shit shows that were generated by ChatGPT.
And then the bonus one I did because I missed the untitled release. That's
Yeah. And we also got, so we released a three dads one as well, and then a proper episode straight after it. I know, maybe we have done that many then, but 66 episodes and 1 year.
Yeah.
Congratulations us. I think we've done really well.
And what's more, what's really good about this is today of recording is the 14th of February and neither of us are with our wives.
Yeah. They're they've both been abandoned. And,
I was saying this to Miranda earlier. It's really funny because it's about you. And I was saying to her, I was like, I find it really funny because TJ was going to make... It basically, TJ is going to be ditching his wife to play Tomb Raider remastered on Valentine's Day. I said, but what makes it even better than that is he's ditching Tomb Raider to record with me. I said, so I'm two stages higher than Gemma on the list.
Don't send that to my wife, whatever you do. I don't think I'd live that one down. But we will cover that when we talk about Valentine's later, because this is our love episode.
Sorry, if anyone can, my microphone's getting bonked by Link underneath the table, who is one of two little bastards in my eyes today.
Oh, yeah. Come on. All I got was a message from you earlier saying, my dogs are yobs.
Yeah, they are yobs.
I really want to hear what's going on.
But we used to say the cats were the Cray twins, because when we got them, the day that we released them, they were coming back like they'd been in fights. And suddenly we don't see any more cats in our area anymore. Because our cats, I think, just went and beat the crap out of all the other cats.
Nice.
So our cats are a bit muscly. Well, the dogs took that over when we got two dogs. But there's a little dog in one of the houses behind. And every time I even step out into my garden, it goes. So little dogs annoy me with that barking. And
Jack Russell syndrome.
Yeah. And Loki is like, all right, mate. Yeah, you started something. He's straight at the back. And he jumps at the fence and jumps at the wall, and he's like, twice he's had vet visits because he's completely like torn his like nail off.
Ooh.
Like the dew claw, the whole one that's higher up on their foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Paw, rather. Yeah, that one in particular is a good one that he rips off. And when we went last time, I had to pin him down, and the vet these tweezers and like, well, I don't want to do surgery, but if it doesn't come off on the first yank, we're going to have to put him
Under just even feels painful.
And he yanked it, and he's like, well, it did. I felt it, but it hasn't come. And he's like, I'm going to do it one more time. And he yanked it and took it off. And my dog was just like, it didn't really react to it. He didn't want it to happen. But afterwards, I saw he gave him the death stare. Like, my dog's like, Loki's like the nicest dog in the world, but he gave that vet the death stare. I was like, let's leave him alone. Anyway, so what they did, dog goes off. They're running around in the garden, going nuts, trying to jump at the back fence. And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. And as I started walking back to the house, we got a puddle on the new patio, which the guys are fixing next week to get rid of the puddle. But I was like, what's that? There was a pigeon sat in the puddle. This whole time we've been in the garden, there was a pigeon just sat there, must have been injured in some way.
That was prison pigeon.
Must have been prison. Well, I spotted it, and Link spotted it at the same time.
Oh, no.
And it was like slow motion, and we're the same distance away from the bird. I'm on the patio, and it's probably about 2 meters away from, no, more than 2 meters, maybe 3 meters away from me. And he's on the grass, 3 meters, but the other side of the bird.
No.
And I looked at the bird, and honestly, it was like a film. We looked at each other, me and the dog, and looked back at the bird. And as soon as I went to sprint towards the bird to stop him getting the bird, he sprinted towards the bird, got there before me.
Oh, no. Because
of course he did. He's a dog with the four legs.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat oaf with only two. And luckily, the bird caught on just in time to literally just get out of its reach. It was like something out of a cartoon, you know, like a crocodile comes out of the water and
yes.
the bird's like in its mouth, and then I'm doing actions for my hands for all those people on an audio podcast, and it just as the crocodile closes its jaws, the bird escapes. That was what was happening, my God. And then the dogs went fucking ballistic, chased it because it couldn't get high enough. There was obviously something wrong with it.
So they probably hit chasing the wall or something, or had a hit a window.
Might have hit a window like yours did.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, and it was just flying. It couldn't get high enough. So it was at a level they could catch it. And they're just running around the garden. And I'm like, this is what's happening. What do I do? I can't catch them. I can't catch the bird.
Stop the pigeon.
Yeah,
stop
it was a bit pigeon. Like that. It was a bit like that. Yeah, so that's what they were doing. Yobs, mate. Absolute yobs.
Mate.
It got away. It went just high enough to get over the fence. They're lucky that the cats weren't there. Because my cats,
they would have joined in,
are very good at catching birds.
So, talking about cats then, and talking about the Cray twins, as you call them.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to have a cat at my mum and dad's called Bob.
Mm-hmm. That's a great
one
name.
Of the neighbours called him a cat murderer. So, they had a fairly elderly cat who was quite aggressive.
Yeah.
And Bob wandered into their garden, and aggressive cat decided to attack him. So, Bob gave him a bump on the head, and then legged it and ran up the fence.
The following content was removed. Cats being murderers might sound funny, but Jesus, it got real dark, real quick. Moving on.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. Just when I thought a chance had passed, you go and save the best for last.
Richer, tastier, Bisto Best. Simply the best gravy Bisto have ever made.
You go and save the best for last.
So as Rob suggested, it is the 14th of February when we are recording. Not when we release this, obviously, so hello to you in the future. But it's Valentine's Day, and we both have wives who think exactly the same thing of Valentine's Day. It's shit.
Oh no, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so glad Jem doesn't support it, celebrate it. I don't know what the best way to say that is, actually, but it's such a waste of money.
Mm.
I was at, yesterday was Shrove's Tuesday. Shrove Tuesday. Had pancakes for dinner. Brilliant. Yep. Went to Tesco. Well, I went to Sainsbury's first. No strawberries, no whipped cream. So I had to, squirty cream, not whipped cream. Then off to Tesco. And just people walking out with bundles of roses and cheap tat, and it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Seriously, is this the only time that you tell your partner you love them?
Well, that's what I would say to Miranda. I don't even know how long we've been together. She probably knows to the day, but I don't remember dates.
Yeah.
And I used to say from the very beginning, I said to her, it's just pointless. It's just a way of getting money out of you. I'll just be nice to you all the time. Well, how's that sound?
You talk about Hallmark holidays. It's 100% a Hallmark holiday. There is zero relevance to Valentine's Day. You could outlaw it, and I don't think anyone would actually care.
I would say this year is the first year in a very, very long time I got a card. Because I got one from two. Because I wanted it to be that. And he got her like some very cheap flowers. And that's it. She's like, oh, I haven't got your card. I say, thank fuck you haven't got me a card. I don't want one. Do not waste it's not even £2. It's like £4 something for a card.
Oh, well, this
just
is,
do not waste any money on me. I do not want anything at all.
This is the ongoing joke now. Jim and I will go shopping and it's just like, oh, look, Valentine's cards. And we'll stand there for 2 minutes, pick one each, give it to each other and go, oh, thank you very much. And then we'll put it back on the shelf and it's done.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Or the other way we get is Jem will find pictures of the ones she likes and she'll post them up on Facebook saying, Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's like, brilliant. But there's no presents in our house. There's no special meals. There's no expectations at all. Because honestly, if you're only doing it for that one day, you've got problems.
You've been doing something wrong, yeah. I used to say to her all the time, it's for people who have got bad husbands. That's what it is.
Yeah, or it's for husbands that have overbearing wives who want everything given to them on a platter. Mm. It's a really...
We're being a bit sexist here. I'm sure it's the other way around too.
Oh, no, I'm sure it is.
Women can be lazy bastards as well.
No, you know what? I do know men who are absolutely... they've got to give me a card. If they don't give me a card, how do I know that?
Oh, I don't know a single bloke like that.
It's like, really? I mean, these are the same blokes that had that question I talked to you about during the week. Oh, so yeah,
well, that's not airable.
Yeah, we can't air
join,
that
join
one,
the Kofi chat, we might talk about
no,
it.
No, we won't. We will not. I'm not having our Discord server shut down.
I told Miranda about it. She was not impressed.
Oh, Jem was in tears. Absolute tears when you came back with this in-depth thought. So I just messaged you back going, you're thinking about this too much.
It was like three
a
minutes.
Or B.
Yeah, I was asked a question and it was a philosophical question, and I sent him a 3-minute voice note back on all the different breakdowns and all the different connotations of what the 2 points could be of this philosophical question, and really they both just wanted a one-word answer.
Yeah, absolutely. But it could have been worse, because I could have actually, and Jem stopped me and I said, but it'll be funny. And she's like, no. It really could be misconstrued at that point, because I wanted to open it up with, Rob, I have a hypothetical question for
hypothetical.
You.
Hypothetical.
And you just know, as soon as someone puts hypothetical at the beginning of a question, it's like, really?
This is great, because no one knows what we're talking about.
I know, it's brilliant. Back to Valentine's Day.
It's shit.
It is shit. I've had girlfriends before that have expected to be taken out for dinner, then out for some sort of event, whether it's the cinema or mm-hmm. something. It's just a bottomless pit of money if you fall into
it. I think my first, I said proper air quotes girlfriend, first boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever I said, girlfriend as an adult, I did then, and we did do stuff, but we were 18. So, you know, it was kind of a new, you know, attempting to be an adult relationship.
Yeah.
And we did, but then my next one, we don't think we did. I can't remember a single time that we did. And Miranda and I definitely don't.
No. As a grown-up, I don't see any need to do it.
Mm.
As a child, as a teenager, you know what? Fine, it's all about that little kind of lovey-dovey feeling you get when you're a teenager. It helps contribute to the heartbreak when you end up breaking up with someone, and most people end up with that little cardboard box up in their loft of things they've been given by their teenaging.
I don't have any of that.
Really?
Nah. I'm very much it's over, I'll burn it.
Nice.
That's my status on exes.
Nice.
Destroy, destroy, destroy.
You can tell how all of Rob's relationships have ended. No, I do agree.
One
actually.
Of them, yes.
On the most part, I think I agree, actually. I think there's probably in my mum and dad's loft, I think there probably is a box of tat up there still. I probably will bin that at some point, because I've got no need, I've got no attachment to it. But back then I felt like I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah,
for whatever reason it was. But Valentine's Day, stop being a dick 364 days of the year and celebrating one day. Be nice for 364 days a year and be a dick one day a year.
Or be nice all the time.
Oh no, you've got to have at least one day where you can just be a dick.
You spread that one day out into little increments for every day.
Oh, absolutely.
You get so you can be an arsehole for like half a minute every day.
Ooh, okay. You would have to work out what is 24 hours across 365 days.
Quick maths, somebody.
Yeah, no.
Calling Simon.
No, he tells us if it's garage or not.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, it's all garage.
What makes you sweat? Is it passion? Or could it just be heat? What about not knowing if your very next breath will be your last? What about all three? From Eidos Interactive.
So, Tomb Raider. Talked about it a second ago, didn't we? Have you played it yet? Did you get it?
I've not played it yet. Now,
Did you get it physical or digital?
Okay, right. First of all, have been so excited by this. I have, and you can talk to people, and I can tell you, I've spoken about this many, many times to many, many people over at least the past 20 years, mm-hmm. 15 years maybe, where I've said, all I want is Tomb Raider 1 and 2 in nicer graphics, original controls, nothing added, exactly the same levels. I just want those games on a modern console, on a modern TV that yeah. doesn't make me feel like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick from motion blur.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever asked for. And when a Spear or whatever their name is announced this, I nearly blew my load. It was just that goddamn exciting to hear that we're getting the original three games. I've not played the third, but one and two, they are possibly my all-time favourite games. But to get them and them just to be the original levels, the original game code, but with the new graphics engine on top.
Yep.
So, so happy. Honestly, I couldn't tell you how happy I was. I was so elated by that announcement. And it's just got more and more exciting to the day that is today when it was released.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a physical release.
Oh.
It's digital only. And oh, all of the web pages that had pre-order physical copies no longer have that option.
Oh.
Amazon had it, for example. I looked it up today. So
they just pulled it. They must have just pulled it.
Well, Espo, or whatever the name is, I said, released a comment about a week ago saying, we have not confirmed if there'll be a physical release or not of this.
I wonder if they were checking pre-order statuses for people asking for physical, and if there was enough people, then it would have.
I don't know, because it does seem that places like Amazon, a film can be announced for the cinema, and as soon as it's announced for the cinema, if you go to Amazon, they've got the pre-order already for it. So I do wonder if a lot of them jumped the gun. And apparently with this Aspire or Spear company, they did the Jedi Knight 2 redo and Knights of the Old Republic. And apparently when they did their physical release for those, it was very much, we're doing a limited run of like 10,000 copies and that's it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's still to come. And if it is, I'll definitely be buying it. I'll just be really upset though if I buy it and it turns up and it just turns out it's a digital code on disc.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
But that's more annoying that I've had to buy it digitally. It's fine, it's 25 quid. And you know what? That was the other really exciting part of this. I'm getting three games that I know is going to be hours of gaming for me for 25 quid. You look at Bioshock, when they re-released them for PS4, PS5, for the first two, they wanted 50, 60 quid again. It's like, but these are really old games and there's nothing new to this.
Yeah.
Why are you charging so much? So, no, they've done the right thing. I'm disappointed that it is digital only, but I'm still super excited by it. I mean, I'll never get over the disappointment. Do you remember when, did you ever play any of the Tomb Raider games?
Not really.
A
little bit of two, I think.
Really fond memory. So my mate David Rolfe had a Gateway 2000 PC,
mm-hmm.
and his dad bought him Tomb Raider, and I remember we installed it, and we learned to play it then and there, and both of us being scared shitless by things like the raptors jumping at us,
yeah.
or the jumping mummies as we got deeper into the game. And then my brother bought a PlayStation, so I got to play it on the PlayStation. That's probably my fondest memory of it then, is playing on the PlayStation, and then buying the Games Master magazine and mm-hmm. seeing Tomb Raider 2 and showing it to my brother, and literally next day he went and bought it, and then playing it, and then all the memories of having the official Sony PlayStation memory card, me having the cheap knockoff game PlayStation memory card, and I think I restarted my game on Tomb Raider 2 at least 10 times before I completed that game, because that memory card just kept on, no, there's no game save, there's no game data on this memory card. There is, where is it gone?
Imagine a time, you just touched on it without realising it, when you can find out about a game through a magazine,
yep.
and it's already out, that you can actually just go to a shop and buy it. You haven't had 6 months of trailers or drip-fed information about a game.
I wrote about it on the webpage about Grand Theft Auto 1.
Yeah.
So that was the heyday of my oldest brother having his PlayStation. And we'd heard in the news about this game that was going to be banned and people were in uproar about it. And that's all we heard. And I saw the PlayStation official magazine, the one that came with an actual playable demo disc, was going to have a playable demo of Grand Theft Auto. So I ran down to Ramish, I bought that one copy, brought it back, and it was either a 5-minute timed demo on the disc. So as soon as it got to 5 minutes, it just rebooted the console. So you had the whole first city basically to explore and play it. And we played that until the late hours of the night.
Did you buy a lot of demo disc games from
Ramish? No.
Because I used to go down to him and he'd tell me that he's got them coming in and I'd come down and he'd go, I've already sold it.
Yeah, he literally...
Who in that area was buying them?
He only ever had one or two copies of things. A Games Master, if you didn't get down there quick enough, it was gone. And same with the demo disc games. I didn't buy many of the PlayStation ones because that was back when magazines were starting to hit that £4, £5 price.
Yeah.
And I was, at that point, I'd just got my first gaming PC that I'd built. So I was buying PC Gamer.
Yeah.
And getting the discs off that. That was more my jam at that point. But yeah, that GTA disc, we played it. And then literally, older brother went to town, went into Dixon's when we had a Dixon's. And he found it, the last copy of it, hidden behind something else. So someone had gone in that morning, moved it around so they could go back later, and he bought the last copy.
Oh, that's wicked.
And then we just played it. And I remember, I'm not ashamed of this, but I remember playing it and us laughing so much, a little bit of piss came out.
Yeah, I think you had told that story.
It was that funny.
Yeah.
Just doing things like Goranga or just stupid things you could do in it. And yeah, that's kind of my era for Tomb Raider. But I had a Dreamcast. Tomb Raider Anniversary came out.
Yeah.
And all the adverts for it, all the fucking documentation, all the bits you could read about it was Tomb Raider Anniversary. It's Tomb Raider 1 with new graphics. Bollocks, was it?
Yeah.
It was Tomb Raider 1 with additional levels that really weren't needed, a grappling hook, new game mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. I didn't want new game mechanics. I didn't want new different types of jumps or grappling hooks. I wanted the original game, just in a little bit higher res graphics, with maybe a better control scheme. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't want new moves. I didn't want new weapons. I didn't want new levels. I didn't want additional levels. I wanted that original game, and I was crushed. So seeing this has been so exciting. It's downloaded on the console. I've not started it yet. Tomorrow, I finish work at 2:30. I'm on the early shift. And I'm not going to go to bed for a couple of hours nap like I normally would. And then I'm alive for the evening so I can take care of the kids, as I've got tea tomorrow night in bed with me. So actually, I'm going to finish work. I'm going to start Tomb Raider 1. I'm so excited. Finally, so excited.
Did you play any of those new ones they made, like Rise of the Tomb Raider and stuff?
Nope, never touched them. Because
I played the first one of those three. I liked it.
They're meant to be really, really good. And I will give them a try at some point. But again, I find a lot of games, modern games now, if it's not about the graphics, they tend to make the story or the game too convoluted. And that was what was nice about the first Tomb Raider. I was, God, it was 96. So I would have been 12 years old, heading to 13 years old. And in fact, no, I just turned 12, 96 October. That's when it came out. And I'd never really played many games except for my Speccy games or Mega Drive games. So this was my first kind of foray into 3D gaming. I mean, yeah, I'd played Doom and stuff like that over at my mates, but you couldn't really call that 3D game. It was 2.5D, I think they call it, don't they? This was third person, and it was just completely new, and it just blew me away. And that's, you know me, I love my nostalgia. I love sticking in that era.
I think the problem really nowadays is just AAA games are fucking shit.
Mm. I haven't found one recently that I care for.
I've got one.
Have you?
The only one anyone should be caring about.
Oh, go on then. What is it?
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, what, the game that came out in 96 as well?
Yep. The remake of it. So Final Fantasy VII remake came out during COVID times and I played it to death. When I was on lockdown.
So, quick question. It's not a remaster like Tomb Raider then. It's a remake.
So, it's a remake. So and not only that, it's being released in three stages, which at the beginning, everyone was like, this is fucking stupid. We hate this. But the first one was, I don't even know how many hours I put into it, as long as the original was. And that's only the first part.
Right.
But it didn't have any of the kind of open world. Have you played Final Fantasy VII? Well, any Final Fantasy.
Never played
any Final Fantasy.
Any of them.
Okay, well, they have like an open worldy bit. It's not.
I've seen them, yeah.
So, like, you do your towns or whatever, your areas, and then you can go off and then you walk to the next area, and it's kind of like a overworld map that you can walk around or fly through.
Right.
Or ride on a chocobo, whatever it is, and there's you can have encounters out there. None of that was in this first remake, and people hate it and hate it and hate it. But Final Fantasy VII, the intro to the original is just you're in this city called Midgar, and it's kind of the intro to the game. And it sets everything up, and then the rest of the game is the rest of the game. Well, that's what they did with Remake. Remake, the first one, is basically essentially the intro. But it's like 60-hour intro kind of level of game. And it was fucking brilliant. And I think everybody was surprised actually just how good it was if you're into Final Fantasy, and particularly Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
They did make some massive story changes. Characters that are supposed to die are not dead. But that's where the remake comes in. They were open about this is not...
So this is the difference, isn't it?
And a reimagining of the same story is kind of what it is.
So, you see, I would go for... There's kind of three things then I would go for when it comes to this style of game. You've got remaster, which is, if possible, they take the original code or they stay completely loyal to every part of it, but polish it up so it looks nice. Yeah. Then you've got a remake, which is they stick with the same storyline,
but
it's a completely new engine, and they painstakingly go through level by level, drafting it out, same with the story and everything like that, and they re-record everything. And then I guess actually your reimagining is possibly the right thing to say, which is it's a remake, but on steroids. We couldn't have done this in 1996 or whenever Final Fantasy VII came out, because we were limited to 4 discs as it was then, and this would have been like 12 discs if we'd done it, so we're doing it now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think there's no reason why they... I think it's just that... I'm calling it a reimagined because they have changed the story. Like, a lot of the places are really good renditions of what they used to look. I mean, it used to look... If you look at it now, it looks rubbish. There's no denying, but for the time, it looked brilliant.
I disagree with the term rubbish. It sounds really, really crap, I stick with it looks dated, because that was good in the time it came out.
Well, what I mean is, if you play it, the fight scenes... you've got the fight scenes and you've got the overworld bits. The actual style of the two is so drastically different in the one game. It's actually, I've got the nostalgia feeling to it, so I can play it and think great. But I don't think if T ever come along, he could play Seven, because he would look at it and the words would be, this looks crap.
Yeah.
Because the 3D bits are really squared and really angular.
Yeah.
You can barely make out some of the figures of them and stuff. I'm not bashing too much. I loved it. It's one of my favourite games of all time, Seven. But when you go and then play Eight, which wasn't that long after, how immensely better Eight looks to Seven.
So I was, when did Eight come out? That would have been...
I don't remember. But Nine as well, on the same console as Seven. No, was it PS2?
No, Nine was PS2,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was Nine looks fantastic, and then Ten looks even better. Anyway. Feel bad for saying it looked rubbish, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Dated is definitely the better word. And then, obviously, this one that's coming out, Rebirth, is like the second part. It's on 2 discs. It's the overworld section. It's all the bits that people were expecting the first one to have. And I was playing the demo, that's what I was saying to you.
It's going to have chocobo farming, chocobo racing.
Chocobo is an interesting way of pronouncing it. Yes, chocobo.
Is it chocobo?
Say chocobo. I don't know how you meant to call it. I'll tell you what, I don't know how you meant to pronounce it, so I'm not going to bash you for it.
Fine.
But one thing that's really funny is that they have this thing called Mako, which is the energy, the magical energy. Mako.
Right.
Everyone in the English-speaking world calls it Mako. Well, now it's been localised, it's being called Marco. It's never been vocalized, because they weren't vocalized, they were just text.
No, it was just text on
and
screen.
And they've been told they have to call it Marco. And everyone, when the first one came out, was like, what the fuck are they saying? Marco? Are we supposed to have been calling this Marco this whole time? There's an R in it.
Oh, dear.
It's M-A-K-O. And everyone's just like, it's so weird, it's so weird, it's so weird. And it's still weird, even on Rebirth. That's after very all the hours odd. I played the first one. But yeah, I played the demo. My wife is going to be a Final Fantasy widow for the foreseeable future. Comes out the end of the month, I'm playing it.
Yeah, 26th, I think, the release date for it is.
Something like that. But what I was saying about AAA games and how AAA games are rubbish, apart from Final Fantasy, come at me. I played what called, I guess it doesn't count as a AAA game, literally just before you came, Helldivers 2. Yeah.
So I've seen a couple of clips on it and it just looks batshit crazy.
It's flipping awesome. Yeah.
I mean, this it's kind of, it looks like it's got kind of the scale that we first kind of we saw with going back to PS5. I can't even think of the name of the game now. There was a game where you were a little character and you went up against these gods and they were just absolutely massive.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. It looked like that sort of modern scaling. So you've got your little character and then you've got, yeah, things at your size, but then in the distance and coming toward you and attacking you are these giant behemoth bloody alien things as well.
Yeah, it's like, imagine everything you wanted Starship Troopers game to be. It's what this is, really. Like, even to its kind of tone and its comedy is brilliant. The intro is fantastic. It's like the intro is like a really well done and very good CGI video of like a recruitment video taken straight out of Starship Troopers.
Right.
You know,
okay.
what's the phrase they do in Starship Troopers?
I'm trying to think.
The kind of meme that they do. Whatever it is. We all know what I'm talking about. It's quite similar to that. And like, there's this guy in this really nice,
it's not now, you know,
picturesque American town. And he's like, oh, recruit. And then he's like, whoa, and cuts to like a woman, a small child getting mauled by an alien.
Oh, so that is absolutely.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
Are you doing yours? That's
yeah,
the Starship
Troopers.
Yeah, that is
it. And that is so Starship Troopers, that skit, isn't it? That's 100%.
Well, I was doing the tutorial. This is just before you came out. So I did the tutorial, and then I did two quick games. And it's so funny. Like, you're going through this training exercise, and you have this over voice kind of really cheering you on, like, you are the greatest, you are the best. And then when you finish, he goes, you're just like me when I was a recruit. You're fearless, vulnerable, and 7 foot tall. You're just like, yes, this guy, I'm going to enjoy this.
Oh, that's brilliant. So yeah. It's got that little bit of comedy in it as well, then.
But even when you're like running around and fighting, your character is saying stuff. And they're like, it's all about democracy or something. Some, because I haven't played it enough, I can't say, but your character's like, for the democracy, and they're shooting all the bugs down, and it's like, and then your character's like laughing, and it's, but it's not overdone. It's just actually genuinely quite funny and nice.
That's perfect.
And one thing is, you have this ginormous spaceship and you get to name it.
Yeah.
And you have two sections. You have you can just move these columns up and down and put the two together. And one side is just like one word, and then the other side is of something. And it might be like of war, of wrath, from hell.
Yeah.
And mine's called the Sentinel of Twilight. it's a really cool, like,
that's,
you can just make some
cool
wicked names. And then when it shows you a ship, and on the side, my ship says
Sentinel of Twilight.
And then when you're going, and that's where all your missions are done. And then you like do FDL travel to different planets, and then you stand on these pods. And it's like, you've got like your captain on the ship is like giving you
speech. They fire you out of
and then your legs clamp into this machine, it drops this pod down. Now, if anybody, Karen will know, who have read the Red Rising books,
yeah,
they'll recognize the name Helldiver and these pods as well. It's got so many vibes of Red Rising
for
me as well, which is my favourite book series of all time. Now, maybe that's another reason why I'm connecting to it.
See, I kind of got the vibe of a bit of Warhammer's thrown in there as well, 40Ks in there.
Well, that Jack Frags video I was watching when you turned up, he literally says, if they made this, but it was Warhammer, it would sell billions of copies.
Well,
and
I'm looking,
so
there's
right.
A couple of 40K games in the works at the moment that look very similar, so I am very excited by those.
Warhammer's really hitting it hard. Seeing a lot of Warhammer stuff on TikTok. There's like some kind of CGI film that's just come out, which looks incredible.
Yeah, is that the one I've seen a clip of, the Dreadnought dying?
Yeah.
And it's like,
and everyone's like, I never thought I'd cry at Warhammer.
I wish I'd seen the sky, which is blatantly stolen from that dodgy Doctor Who episode where good old chipmunk cheeks, revives the Dalek, and it turns out it can't kill her. And it's like, just wanted to see the sky one last time.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah. But I think, you know, I'm trying to think of all the AAA games that have come out. Obviously, I'm going to ignore GTA 5 because, you know what? I'm not enamored by it. I enjoyed playing it and I enjoyed the online. But again, it just felt way too much that they just made it about how it looks versus the simplicity that you got with the original GTA. The original GTA, you ran around, you killed, you did missions. You could pick it up for 5-10 minutes. You could play it for 2 hours. I felt GTA 5, the online bit, yeah, you could do 5-10 minutes and have a bit of fun.
Yep.
But for the main game, you just couldn't really. I think the last game, and I don't, you wouldn't even call it a AAA game, that I absolutely remember getting properly just stuck into, bought it on release day, took it home, was meant to meet people at the pub, realised, oh my God, I've missed that meeting. Oh, well, I'll just carry on playing it then, was Dead Space.
Yeah. Dead Space is one of the best
games.
And
then Dead Space 2. Yeah. And then Dead Space 3. We don't talk about the Dead third Space one. But the first and the second one of those, it drew me in. It looked wonderful, especially for the time. And it still does now. And, you know, I refuse to buy the remastered one, which, again, like we were saying, is at stupid amounts of money when the 360 version still looks glorious.
It is on. If you have Game Pass and an Xbox, it's only a free.
Oh, okay.
So you can play it because I've had a little go and it looks phenomenal graphically.
Okay, so I will give it a try then. But that's...
And apparently it's meant to be a very good remaster, whatever we were just saying.
Fine. But that's probably the last proper AAA game I ever really enjoyed investing my money into because I loved it. I loved the fact that you could then go back and you kept your stuff and you could then see what else you could find, or you could go a completely different route and choose what weapons you picked up and what upgrade you did, and it would help determine how the story unfolded. It was brilliant. Yeah. But you're right, AAA games mostly now, not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer going back and playing the old ones for the time being, which I think is why we're getting all the remasters. I mean, I don't suppose you saw this, and this was, again, very exciting. Not as exciting as Tomb Raider. Max Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Being remade, though.
Remade.
It's not a remaster. Yeah. And that's, again, a bit of a... So it's Max Payne 1 and 2 is being remade. And they are genuinely amazing games.
They're brilliant games.
So I'll wait with bated breath. I know the studio that's doing them has already had kind of high praise for what they've already done. So hopefully
they'll do a good job. What did they do?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. We'll look it up afterwards. Mm. But if they can do a good job, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Beyond the edge of reality lies a story of ultimate conquest. A story of war and friendship. A story of a love that can never be. And a hatred that always was. And now, the most anticipated epic adventure of the year will never come to a theater near you. Final Fantasy VII.
I know we've been miserable bastards about Valentine's Day so far, but let's say you decided you want to take the wife to a film. Don't get it into your head that I was going to be rude there. That's
you
want to disgusting.
Take your wife. The end.
Nice. And you want to take her to a non-traditional Valentine's film. What film are you going to take her to?
Oh, just thinking about that. Because I've chosen two. One of them she doesn't like.
Happy Valentine's Day. We'll go for a film I like.
The first one, Shaun of the Dead.
Nice. I like that
Which,
choice.
On the box art, does say rom-com with zombies on the box art for the DVD. So I'm not far off.
Fine. Okay.
And the other one is Everything Everywhere All at Once. Because that's technically a love story. Michelle Yao, she got an Oscar for it very recently.
No, what happens in it? I've just completely circumvented me that one. I don't know what that was. Last year
it came out, I think. Okay, so to tell you anything about it spoils it. Honestly, to tell you anything about the film spoils it. You have to just go watch the film. You will really, really, really like it. Who's in it? Michelle Yao, and her husband is played by the guy it from Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider, oh my God.
It's in your head.
It's in my head. Indiana Jones, when he had the little kid with him. In the second one?
Oh, what? Short Run?
Short Round.
Short Round, sorry, yeah. That's it.
So him as an adult, guy who got an Oscar for it too, I think.
I vaguely remember hearing about it. I've got no idea.
Yeah,
what
it's
the
film they're both
is,
in.
But, oh, okay.
It's to do with like multiple dimensions,
right? Okay.
But a lot of it is to do with their relationship as a couple, and also her relationship with her daughter, but also a relationship with her partner.
Okay.
And her unfulfillment in it. Yeah. So there's a love element to it.
Okay, but you would go for those because they're an unusual love film. Yeah. Or a film that involves romance. So rather than going for the typical saccharine love film.
I do actually really like Love Actually as a film, but I'm not going to be going to the cinema to watch bloody Love Actually. Just not.
I don't mind Love Actually. I know I did the whole spoof TikTok clip of what would really happen at the airport.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Which you can find on TikTok, and I still loved doing that one. Spoilers, the boy would get shot pretty quick. But... I'm not a biggest fan of, as I said, saccharine love stories. So those really overly insulin damaging sweet films. Okay, so proper romance ones, just not my cup of tea.
I don't even like kissing in films and programs. I instantly just go, oh, here we go. It's the token sex scene. Have to love each other. The two main characters, the man and the woman, they just have to fall in love. Why can't they just be two neutral characters doing something fucking cool? Why do they have to shag or snog?
So,
sorry, you've hit something that, as Peter Griffin would say, grinds my gears.
You know, that really grinds my gears.
Good reference. That's love it. I do love that. I'm going to write that down so I put a sound effect in. There are the typical love stories. Now, there is an agreement in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Jem never needs to watch a Star Trek film.
Oh, what did that cost you?
If I never have to watch Twilight.
I think you've been done dirty there, because Twilight isn't so bad that you're going to stop your wife watching some decent
films.
They
fucking sparkle. Shut the fuck up.
Can I just say something about Twilight?
Vampire. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. No, you're a vampire.
The majority
Rip
of
their throats
the
out.
Majority of Twilight, I'm in agreement, is not very good.
Oh, no, and it's a werewolf. That means he takes his shirt off.
I think the fact that so many typecasting teenage girls were in love with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. It
saved his career, surely, because he's a fantastic actor. I say that word a lot.
He's
fantastic.
He is a
and
very,
he's in really
good
stuff.
Actor.
But I think the way they made him play it, he must have been told to play it a certain way. It's just so awful in that film, because he's a brilliant actor. I don't know whether she's a brilliant actress or not. I couldn't say. I don't think I've seen her in anything else. But it's just... The last film, maybe the one before it, actually weren't that bad. There's some fighting and stuff, and it's like pretty cool. There's a wicked fight scene in the last one.
Oh, what, the massive battle between Michael Sheen and his vampire cohort.
Is that Michael Sheen? I suppose it is.
Yeah, it's Michael Sheen.
Well, they made him look really young.
He looks weird in it, but yeah.
I'm just thinking of it now, it is Michael Sheen. Oh my gosh, I never noticed.
Yeah, it is Michael Sheen.
They did a really good job.
I really like Michael Sheen as an actor. Mm. Film Passengers. I love him as the barman in that, the bar android. Jennifer Lawrence and Christopher Pratt.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and he's the barman.
Yeah.
And it's just such a wonderful portrayal. It's just, yeah. It's, love it. But and that's the agreement. Now, I don't mind because, funnily enough, Jem has then reneged on that. She still never made me watch Twilight, but she's watched all three of the modern Star Trek films and somewhat enjoyed them. So it's fine. So actually, I've got away with that one. The one I didn't get away with, I did have to sit through all of the 50 Shades films.
I haven't. Miranda's not interested either. Thank fuck.
They're awful. They are just...
I bet they're awful. I bet they're awful.
She
read the books?
She's read them, yeah.
Did you have like a really good kind of couple of weeks? that you saw. Do you remember that? Like,
no, I nearly said, no, I would have been in trouble. No, we're not talking about this. No.
It's Valentine's Day, too.
Moving on. My Valentine's Day film, it's a little bit left field.
I just kept putting copies of the book underneath the bedroom door from Miranda to me.
So that's why you painted one of your rooms red. Right, no.
I don't know the reference. I've not read the books.
You haven't missed much. You haven't missed much at all. Okay, my film choice for the non-standard Valentine's film.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Law-Abiding Citizen, and I'm just going to say to my wife, it's a horribly brutal film. His wife and his children, yes, they get murdered, but I just want you to watch this and know that if that ever happens to you, I love you so much, I'm going to do the same as him.
I've not seen it.
Oh my God, it's brutal. His family get killed.
Who's the actor? Who's the main dude?
Is it not Gerard Butler? Who is it, Gerard Butler? Hang on. This is why... Whenever I rebuild a phone, IMDb is one of the first apps that ever gets installed. I couldn't live without it.
Oh, for years, my dad and I would have these conversations in front of the TV and talk about actors and things, and we're both just as terrible as each other at remembering names.
But oh, it's Gerard Butler.
It's Gerard, okay. But we can always remember like what other things they've been in.
And Jamie Foxx.
Maybe I have seen it.
So basically what happens, his family get killed by a I think it's a burglar. And basically nothing happens. It goes through court and everything like that. And the bloke basically gets away with it scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is like, so the law-abiding citizen gets pissed on.
Yeah.
And, oh man, he goes full on. One of the people that is involved, he basically captures and potatoes him.
Potatoes him?
Yeah, you basically cut off legs. Arms, oh, okay,
that's not
eyelids.
What I thought you meant. I thought you meant he like got a potato.
He basically
killed him with a potato.
No, so he basically, yeah.
Just turns him into a stump.
While awake. He basically paralyzes him with a drug and records it and sends it to that bloke's family.
Oh, well, fuck.
And it's his children that open it and things like that. And it's basically him basically saying, well, the law's done nothing, so I'm taking it into my own. And it's a very brutal... It's a good film.
I am the law.
But, yeah. So that's kind of my one. It's like, I would do this for you if you were ever killed by a criminal gang.
Specifically,
Happy Valentine's Day.
Specifically a criminal gang.
The ambassador's receptions are noted in society for their host's exquisite taste. That captivates his guest. Ferrero Rocher, a taste sensation. Rich, luxurious, unique.
Excellent.
Monsieur, with Ferrero Rocher, you're really spoiling us.
Ferrero Rocher, a sign of good taste.
In all your life, Rob. Mm-hmm. No, even up until when we'll talk about that in a moment, actually, because Jem and I have got a good arrangement there. Crushes.
Hang on, what do you mean you've got a good arrangement? Well, you've got a list.
So it's a long-term joke, and obviously it would never happen. And there is, as much as we joke that the other person has permission, of
you
course
don't
they
permission.
Don't.
You don't have permission, yeah.
She's got Chris Pratt.
Yeah, oh, boring.
Yeah, well, no, she's starting to go more for the Hemsworth boys now, for Chris Hemsworth, because of his arms in Thor. So that's becoming a bit of a worry for me.
You saw a lot of him in Thor.
You did. Mine is either Jennifer Lawrence or Zooey Deschanel, and it's a really hard one to pick of those two.
Miranda and I both have Jensen Ackles, so I think were he to walk in a room, it'd be the first to get to him.
Okay.
But from when I was a kid, there was only ever one woman in my life.
Yeah.
From when I started realising I liked women.
Oh, I also haven't told Jem, by
and
the way.
It was
that...
Rachel Stevens.
Right, well, hang on. Put a pin in that.
I've done more than that.
I haven't told Jem that basically me and you have somewhat of a man crush on Alan Richardson.
Who? Me?
Yeah. Well,
you... Oh, it goes beyond.
Oh, come on, Jack Reacher.
Yeah, okay, right.
And also, I never thought I'd say that about a man called Alan.
That guy, right, let's just clarify this to everybody who doesn't know who he is a specimen. This is what every man should aspire to be in their life. Emotionally, physically, sexually.
I've been watching his TikToks and he's just such a lovely bloke as well.
Oh, God, he's dreamy. Just imagine, just the thing is, though, he would just snap me like a twig.
Well, yeah, as I said to you, he'd leave me like a meteor impact, a giant crater.
Oh, he did, yeah. And I said he would turn me to paste.
Can I just point out, that's both of us not giving him the choice. He's being the postman, we're being the postbox in this instance.
He's doing the pegging. Yeah. We're just as if you'd have any argument against it anyway. Have you seen the size of him? He's as big as that pillar. Like, that's like a leg.
Well, it's the whole joke that we had of Giant and Alan Richardson.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? To guide you having a fight. The dude, like, when I remember seeing the Goliath's legs, and I was just like, holy shit, that guy did not skip leg day. Yeah. They look like toothpicks compared to, like, Alan's penis. You know what I mean? The dude is just a giant, wonderfully cuddly, testosterone-filled ball of joy.
It helps he's good-looking as well. Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it. He is a good-looking bloke.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Rachel Stevens.
Anyway, Rachel Stevens doesn't compare to Alan.
No.
But yeah, from the moment I realised I liked girls, it was latched on to Rachel Stevens. And it's never gone away.
I liked a bit of Rachel, but I was one of these weird ones. I didn't mind a bit of Hannah.
There's nothing wrong with Hannah. This is S Club 7, everyone, by the way.
We are S Clubbing up at the moment. It was a no to Tina. It was a no to Joe. Mainly because Joe's voice at that point was deeper than mine. So it's like, that's threatening to a teenage boy.
So Tina Barrett's funny because if anyone, Matt will attest to this, but anyone that's ever listened to the Yog Pod, Simon from the Yogscast was obsessed with Tina Barrett. And they used to try and message her on MySpace and all kinds of stuff. And I think they got blocked in the end.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever got in contact with Tina Barrett, but he used to go on it because I think he fancied her. And they used to go on about her all the time. Tina Barrett, yeah.
Now, did you have a poster of Rachel, or did you have the famous FHM copy?
I didn't buy FHM.
No, I didn't. But I got hold of one that had Rachel Stevens in it.
Alicia Cuthbert, I want to say Eliza Cuthbert. There was like a blonde girl. She was like on the other side of the poster, so it was like a thin, tall poster.
Oh, okay,
they're tasteful. This wasn't page three. There were no boobs. I don't even think they were in bikinis. They were just in like nice lady clothes of the 90s, less lady 90s clothes. And you could turn it round, and one was a nice picture of some other bird. And this was, oh God, this is so sexy. I'm
jazz mag. It was a gentleman's mag.
It was a jizz mag, not a jazz mag. Oh. Yeah, and she was on my door. So whenever you'd close the door, dong, there she was, amongst all the football players.
She was that there. Doesn't sound so good. Like, let's put it
Gary
that way.
Mabbott, David Ginola, Rachel Stevens, Teddy Sheringham.
that's the football I know, mate. Jürgen Klinsmann.
Jürgen Klinsmann. I had a Jürgen Klinsmann. I was Spurs fan, so I had all these.
I love people say, oh, TJ, what do you know about football? Oh, no, Jürgen Klinsmann.
I know the German.
I know Ryan Giggs.
But you know the big guys for the time at which you would have been exposed to it at primary school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Klinsmann.
Yeah, the Klinsmann was a clutch pull for you. I really enjoyed that.
Oh dear. No, so if we go for weird, so I had a couple growing up. One of the biggies was Gillian Anderson.
Yeah,
remember watching X-Files?
Do you know what?
And
she
even
is
now
nicer
she
now
is,
than she's ever been.
Oh my God, isn't she? She is just.
Are we being really chauvinist here? Is this a horrible thing we're doing?
No.
Okay. Although we're not lyrical about Alan for a long time, so actually, okay. No, I take that back. We've talked more about men.
We were talking about crushes we had. So I will say my crushes were Gillian Anderson, yeah. And that would have been around the age of 13. I've had a lot of my crushes probably came around when I was 13. So pretty much probably when I first started wanking would probably have answered all of this.
<Fuck's sake.
laughs> Anne Wilkinson from Neighbours.
Oh, Anne Wilkinson, okay, not Anne Robinson.
Oh, no.
If Anne Robinson walks in the door right now, Anne Robinson,
boing.
Alan, and hey, Jürgen Klinsmann, <I've got laughs> which of the three are you going for?
I've got Alan behind me. I've got Anne basically deriving me for not getting the answer right.
Yeah, she's like, TJ, you're the weakest link. Peg him.
No, so yeah, the actress was Brooke Satchwell in Neighbours, yeah. And I properly crushed on her.
I have no idea who she is. I don't know.
Did you ever watch Neighbours?
Yeah, I did. I remember Harold walking off into the ocean.
That was Anne.
Oh, I recognise her, yeah.
Yeah, she ended up shagging up with, not Lance, that was her brother. That would have been a whole different... That would have definitely not been Neighbours. Billy Kennedy,
what's
she went off and married him.
Neighbours?
What's it? Neighbours.
Incest. Oh. It's like neighbours. It used to be squash tomatoes and potatoes.
But for a long time, my favourite, and probably still is, is Zooey Deschanel. Oh, I'm loving her. Loved her.
One girl in a pizza shop?
No, she was New Girl.
New Girl.
New Girl, but it wasn't even New Girl. And it wasn't even Elf that I discovered her in. It was.
Didn't realise they were the same two people till this year.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
She's in that.
Oh, she's. Yeah, she is. Just, oh.
I could need to watch that film again.
She is 100% my crush, just full stop. Yeah. And you know what? I don't even know where Jennifer Lawrence came from. Zooey Deschanel. I'm never giving up on you.
There's a girl that's in Park and Rec that I quite like. Yeah, Alan's the top, though. Alan and Jensen. Mine are all men. Let's move on.
What are you saying about men? It's fine. We're a modern podcast.
This might be opening up something in my psyche that I'm not mature enough to engage with that at this point in time.
Someone asked me ages ago, kind of, what male actors do you think are attractive? And they berated me for it. I thought Lieb Schreiber.
Who's that?
I'll show you a picture and you'll know who he is straight away. He's been in
My classic one is Brad Pitt from... Fight Club days
Brad Pitt, but I just always kind of find him just very much him, basically. It's, I don't know. As a bit of an older picture.
Oh, of course
of him.
I know, yeah.
He's been in all sorts of things. Ray Donovan, X-Men Origins as Wolverine's brother or whatever he was meant
Sabretooth,
to be.
Sabretooth, he was.
He just got a lovely voice. And his voice is just what sold it for me for him. But go on, look, if it's causing you trauma, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Well, it's not that. It's just...
I'm joking. You know I am.
It's just opening up doors in my mind palace, or whatever Sherlock says. You remember that?
No.
Sherlock and Watson. You remember what you watched Sherlock with Mr. Honeybadger? What the fuck is his name? Benedict Cumblesnatch.
Oh, I've not... No, I've not seen any of that show.
Oh, they're fantastic. Oh, I said fantastic again. They're brilliant.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all of them. Yeah,
so the only Sherlock Holmes stuff I've seen is the Robert Downey Jr. ones.
Oh,
which...
don't watch them. They're rubbish.
Oh, I loved them.
Oh, compared to the Sherlock ones. Watch those.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Benedict Cucumber Snatch. I need to watch those, do I?
Watch those, yes.
Didn't they do two? There was like Sherlock with him, and then there was American Sherlock, which was...
Elementary.
Was that Elementary?
Elementary
is
brilliant. Oh, Elementary is even better. Yeah. With the guy who used to be married to the lady who was then also married to Brad Pitt. This is what I'm... Angelina Jolie. Apparently he was married to Angelina Jolie, that guy.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Look at us knowing the knowledge about famous people.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's almost like we're a popular podcast with popular knowledge. Yeah. It's funny, I don't mind shows like that, but I'm much more medical drama stuff. So literally my TikTok keeps on putting up, and I don't even like Grey's Anatomy. Out of all the kind of medical drama shows that exist, I didn't really like Grey's Anatomy. But I really want to start watching ER again. So I'm going to go back to the beginning of that. So they're all on E4.
Watch House?
I've watched all of those many times over. I love House.
Good Doctor? Did you watch any of the Good Doctor?
Watched the first season, wasn't blown away by it.
We watched the first season and weren't either.
I mean, just really also the fact that he's the kid from the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka makes me laugh.
Is he?
Yeah, He's Charlie from the Johnny Depp film.
Oh, well, I've only seen it once and I've locked it out of my memory.
Well, I know. You don't like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
He's going to come and get you in your dreams.
Hey, Mr. Beaver. Why are you beavering around? Haven't you heard of Cadbury's Caramel? See, as the thick Cadbury's milk chocolate melts with that dreamy caramel, you just have to take things really easy. Looks like somebody else could do with some. Take it easy with Cadbury's Caramel.
It's time for the Channel 84 Kids Show Knockout. And that's not the right name. No, it's not. Stop. Don't cheer. I said it wrong.
Oh, you did.
And I've got to say
it
right. It's the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout. I've got to say it properly or it's not right.
Did someone correct you last time? Did you get it right last time?
I think so. No one's corrected me on it. I'm just really pissed off I got it wrong then.
Any email that comes in saying corrections just goes straight into the bin. I've got an automatic like spam filter.
Thanks, Google. Except apparently it won't. It doesn't filter out you getting messages about OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, the OnlyFans thing. Yeah, apparently I have an OnlyFans. I've got a message on it. It's the same thing as apparently I've got, what's that swipe left, swipe right dating app?
Tinder.
Apparently I have a Tinder and I've got a message on my Tinder. I get those ones.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, I don't have a Tinder and, okay, I do have an OnlyFans, but I don't have one that, in that everyone knows it's me. It's just my feet.
Right, nice, okay, yeah.
Not really, I don't have one.
Yeah. Right.
In case anyone starts looking for my feet.
Whereas my spam messages are, just going for the top one here, good morning, hi my great mate, I'd like to become acquainted with you. I found your mail address through a marriage agency. Really? I'm really sure you're keen on my photos. At first I'd like to tell you some pieces of information about myself. Actually, I'm 40 years old. My star sign is Cancer. I have never been married and I haven't got any children. I now live in France. I'll be really pleased to glance at your pics. Thanks. So you're only going to give them a glance. You're not actually going to take a proper look.
I just had a glance.
Hopefully you will be glad
to be... I might get a moment next season to glance at your profile photos.
Hopefully you will be glad to be my friend. I do think that you will find time to be acquainted with each other a little bit more. What country do you live in? How old are you? It's a bit of a shit marriage agency if they haven't told her any of this.
Yeah.
If you are interested, please write only to my regular email, margo@lilifincream.com.
Lilith and Cream.
Lullifincream.com. No thank you.
It sounds really gross.
Or then, hello, I have no idea how to start this message. I'm really thrilled and shy. Are you available? Are you hoping to find a pure soul for your life and becoming a family? I mean, that's all I get is these really badly written things. Saluti, my friend. I'm sorry for disturbed you. In reality, I'm tired of being alone and decided to try internet dating websites.
Did you just say
I
saluti?
I like it up anus. Yeah, saluti.
Salut.
No, no, it's S-A-L-U-T-T-I.
Oh, T-T-I.
Yeah.
Again, they spelled it wrong then.
No, it's Italian.
Oh, so what is meant to be saluti?
I think it's saluti.
I thought it was somewhere they were saying saluti you.
No. I think it is, unless it could be. I mean, don't forget you make anything Italian by just putting I on the end. It's-a-me.
It's-a-me. A
Mario.
A saluti. I have an OnlyFans.
I need a pizza.
Now we're being racist.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. The 1 year anniversary when.
See, that's, you're right. We're going to get cancelled on the 1 year anniversary.
Right. Kids show knockout.
Sorry. Oh, gosh, that was a tangent. Right.
So we have. After today's matches, 6 sets of matches left. So we are going to do a big episode, not the next episode, we've got some guests for that hopefully. So episode 28, we are going to do a big kids show knockout and finish the group stages of this competition or whatever we're calling this chaos now.
Yeah.
And then we will explain what's going to happen and we will see who the finals are going to be between. And I'm actually really excited by that. So that's that. Today's matches, then, are Pottsworth & Co. versus Bill & Ted as a cartoon, and then Chucklevision versus Playdays. Which do you want to talk about first?
Do the Chucklevision Playdays first.
Chucklevision and Playdays. Well, first of all, I've done it again where we started recording without enabling the microphone for the sound.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to break this into 2 goddamn parts again. So with the magic of editing... It's like nothing ever happened.
And you can just press that mid-go.
You can't turn it on mid-go if you're recording.
Oh, because it wants to line them up.
Yeah, if you're recording, you so have I know to start with the microphone enabled.
Before it plays the play dates, I love the accent you're going to hear. Where does it go? Where does it stop? What's the sign for the lollipop?
Biker gruel.
it's the grr bit. I love it. You'll hear it now. Right? That's what
we'll do Chuckle Vision first.
Oh, okay. Well, they won't hear it now. It's chuckle.
So, oh, God, right. It's actually just giving me episodes. All we want is the theme. Chuckle Vision theme. So here we go. Chuckle Vision. He says, hopefully. Oh, come on. Windows Movie Maker. Oh, there you go. Oh, it's awful quality one as well.
quality.
28 kilobits a second.
It's a MIDI file.
Do, 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 do. Chuckle, chuckle vision. Chuckle vision. Okay, that's enough of that because, let's face it, it's a great theme tune.
They didn't get cancelled, did they?
Well, one of them's dead, so I know we've...
Is he?
So, Paul the Old One is alive. Barry might have been the old one. I don't know. Barry's dead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, didn't you see all the memes of, like, to me and then nothing?
That's quite funny. But, yeah, that's a shame. I didn't know that. But wasn't Paul the one, the older one, taller one, we'll say, the taller one?
Yeah.
Wasn't he, like, webcam caught doing, like...
Oh, I don't know about that. I know there were stories, and these are all alleged, so we're not saying that these happened, but I know it was alleged that apparently they were very fond of getting mums backstage at their live shows.
And the mums were up for that? That seems odd.
Well, yeah, do you want to me, to you?
Yeah. Oh, that's revolting, getting that image.
So we've got Chuckle Vision, and you've heard the theme tune, and then, of course... Then you've got the classic. We will be playing all of this.
I like this intro. Yeah,
I love it because it's 90s saxophone.
Yeah.
Like This Morning and all the other theme tunes of this era, it was saxophone. It's a
playbook. But where does it go? Where does it go? Where does
it stop? Hell.
Just sign for lollipop.
They are listening. In fact, that's not even a saxophone, is it? It's an oboe from the sound of it. So 90s. Oh.
Bing. It's the Why Bird Stop? It's always the Why Bird Stop.
Oh, that's finished as well. Disappointing.
What was your favourite stop?
Oh, right. So there were several, weren't there? There was the Why Bird Stop.
Which is what it always was.
There was the Playground Stop, was it? Which had the...
Big Top one, but I don't remember what it was
Big
called.
Top, yes, you're right.
It was like a big
top.
Circus thing.
And that was normally either Dave Benson Phillips or there was a lady with a very big mouth and I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I remember, I don't remember her name.
It would have to be Why Bird Stop, but I really didn't like Why Bird.
Was Zap one of the stops?
No, Zap was a CITV
stop. Yeah, but didn't they have like something like Zap?
Oh, I honestly couldn't tell you. I haven't thought. If you'd bought this to Do You Remember, you would have got a point. I haven't thought.
Play
about,
days.
Yeah, oh. I haven't thought about it in the last year. Let's put it that way. But I can't remember that. All I remember all the vaguely that there were lots of different stops. There were definitely more. Was there like a nature stop or one that they did day trip? Wasn't there normally?
I'm sure there was one that I always liked more. And I think it was like a Big Top, but I don't remember now.
I vaguely remember there being a shop stop as well. It was loads of shelves of things, and Wybird would bring things off the shelf or something like that. Yeah. That might have just been the Wybird stop, to be fair. But
brilliant.
It was a brilliant preschooler show.
Television show.
And then you got Chuckle Vision, which I've gone back and watched a few, you know, and they're not as bad as I remember them being. I mean, they're not great. They are not television masterpieces. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
But they aren't bad. It's actually quite a hard choice for me in this, whether or not I go for...
But you've thought about Chuckle Vision in the last year. You definitely have.
Yeah, I have, because I bought it as if you remember.
Yeah, so does that not tell you that maybe actually Chuckle Vision is the one...
Yeah, no, for me, I think I'm going to have to go with Chuckle Vision. So I'm going to put it over to you now. What are you going to go for?
I watched them both probably just as much as the other. Oh, God, I just remember just happy smiles at the play dates one. But also,
that intro, though, as well,
certainly watched more Chuckle Vision.
I think I probably watched more Chuckle Vision.
And it's lasted in my brain longer. And yeah, the To Me To You kind of meme of it now is really ingrained, particularly in, you know, British culture and our, and certainly of our age. And I think Chuckle Vision's got to win.
Yeah, and the public agree with us with 16 votes. We're never going to get 200 plus votes again.
Not unless you just tag
Grange Hill. Until it comes
to
Grange Hill again. Yeah. Then we'll get more votes again. Grange Hill's going to win this bloody match because of Twitter, aren't they?
Yeah.
Chuckle Vision scored 94% of the 16 votes. So
yeah, I can see.
I agree with that. So let's come on to the next one then. Potsworth & Co., which was also called Midnight Patrol and some other name after that, which I can't be bothered to look up right now, versus Bill & Ted the Cartoon. Do you remember either of those?
Yes. I did have to look at Potsworth & Co. up to watch the intro. As soon as I saw the intro, I knew it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are the same with that one. We'll play that now. It was a weird cartoon. It was Hanna-Barbera, I think.
I think so. But even now, people listening to this might not recognise it. You need to see the kid in the bed with the green dinosaur. That's what clicked it for me.
Yeah.
That bit. It's not a bad tune. Not a bad tune.
No, it wasn't a bad tune. And the whole premise, let me press pause on that. So we're
Can I just say, actually, before we get too far into it, we're thinking of something to do after this. We should just do kids show theme tunes.
Oh, now that's a good one.
So keeping back to the kids' shows, but I'll now do it based on solely their theme tune.
Okay, I could do that. I could do that. Okay, so Potsworth & Co., basically the idea of the entire show. I mean, just realising we didn't actually talk about it in the last one, so very, very quickly rewind. Playdays was an educational show, and it was basically, imagine Teletubbies, but with presenters going, oh, we're going to go now and speak to Sandra, who's doing this little hobby or something. And Chuckle Vision were two grown men basically getting into non-stop antics. It was slapstick comedy for kids, and it was a different thing every week that something would always go wrong, and they'd end up having to say, To Me, To You. Right, okay. Potsworth & Co. was a group of children that are friends at school and little brother, and whenever they fell asleep, they would go into Dreamland or whatever they called it, and they'd be up against the evil, grey monster-looking bloke, and yeah, there was just, again, lots of random stories. They would end up going to different dream zones, I think, and things would happen.
Got 8 out of 10 on IMDb somehow.
Yeah, it's quite a good cartoon. I mean, it's Hanna-Barbera. Not at its best. I'm pretty sure it's Hanna-Barbera anyway that did it.
Yeah, HP Production Co. That'll be Hanna-Barbera.
It's not their, obviously it wasn't their best era, but it's nowhere near their worst. And then we've got Bill.
Only 13 episodes. Excuse me.
Was that only 13 episodes? Yeah,
according
to
their wiki, it was only 13 episodes. 1990.
That's real. Well, this is also, that's very odd. This is also 1990 then. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
2 seasons, 21 episodes.
Each or in total?
The number is 21, so it must have been...
Oh, just 21 in total.
This is a good intro.
I love the intro because it was straight out of the film. It was nicely animated. And was that the original voice art?
Now, I'll say this. If this is the same YouTube video, season one is the voice act, the actors.
Oh!
Season two is not.
Interesting.
Season two, I've got it written down.
So season one would have been Keanu Reeves then, and I can't think of the name. Alex Winters.
Yeah, and also the other guy as well, Rufus.
Was the original Rufus.
Now season two went to Fox, and none of them went with it because Fox apparently were doing a live action TV show in the works.
Yeah.
They used those actors to do the voices for season two, but then the live action show never happened.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
that's going on a YouTube comment. I've looked up none of it.
Fine.
So that might not
fine.
Be true.
I mean, if I was to go with looking at both of those then, straight away I would go for probably Midnight Patrol or whatever it was called, Potsworth & Co. I loved Bill & Ted, the films. Not the third one, that shit. That doesn't exist.
Is that the one that we reviewed?
That's the one me and you reviewed on that very long-winded episode where I was at Audi in the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not available for people. We'll have to repost it.
Oh, we need to dig that one out then. But, yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey are two of my, again, favourite films. I just love them to bits. I mean, Bogus Journey, all the animatronics that they've done for the robots and stuff looks amazing.
Even
that whole scene where you've got the evil robots peeling their skin back and then pulling it over, even to this day, looks just...
still looks good.
It's perfect.
Because it's practical.
And then we get Bill and Ted 3, and they basically painted a bloke white and said he's a robot. And it's like,
yeah, it's such a shame, because you and I were really hyped for that.
I was really hyped for that. But I'm not going to let it sour this, because the cartoon was good. I enjoyed the cartoon. I enjoyed Pottsworth & Co. more, if I'm honest. So for me, I'm going to go with Pottsworth & Co. What would you have gone for?
I'm going Bill and Ted.
You're going Bill and Ted.
I didn't like Pottsworth & Co. very much, but I really liked Bill and Ted, and I watched it all. I remember if it was on, I want to watch it.
Oh, well, fuck you. I quit the podcast then. 22 votes, 68% Bill and Ted.
Yes, for once the public agrees with me.
Down at the bottom.
Is that the first time? Is that the first time that
among
we've had a split
bees,
decision?
I'm going to keep seeing Poddington bees.
This has got to be the first time it's been a split decision and the public has agreed with me.
I'm not bitter.
Is this your Poddington moment? No.
This is my Poddington moment.
You like Pottsworth & Co. as much as I like Pokemon?
Oh, God, no. Of course not. No one loves Pokemon as much as you do.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. The votes are in. Bill and Ted takes it. I'm accepting of that. It's not a problem. I'm in my calm place. I'm in my happy place.
He's reaching for the stop record button.
And watch how I edit this episode with Rob saying he chose Pottsworth & Co.
Should I just say Pottsworth & Co? Pottsworth & Co. Pottsworth & Co. And you can add it, any one of those versions of that into it. Get it to work.
Brilliant.
I choose.
I choose you, Pikachu.
I choose you. Pokemon.
Everyone's a fruit and nut case. Commercial with some ripened raisins.
Plump and fruity.
Boy, what a cutie.
Punky, chunky almonds.
They're the secret of my beauty. Everyone's a fruit and nut case. Maybe it's the tasty Cadbury's chocolate. Give it an ovation. Quite a combination. Cadbury's fruit and nut.
Okay, and we are coming into the end run of the show now, and something new for you. We now have a Ko-fi or Ko-fi or Ko-fi. We don't know how it's pronounced, so we're just going to swap between those ad nauseum and just go for whichever we fancy on the day. We do not expect you to donate. We do not expect you to become members. However, if you choose to, then you will get access to live meetings once a month, additional content that we won't be putting out to the normal channels for a good couple of months before they go kind of live for everyone else. But obviously, only donate what you can afford. Don't ever, ever, ever feel like you have to give anything to us in the first place. But if you do, make sure it's within your budget and it's within your kind of life requirements. We would never want anyone donating, or especially signing up to a monthly donation, if they couldn't afford it. So
no, absolutely,
if you would like to support the channel, all that money will go towards is new recording equipment. There'll be the occasional meeting evening where me and Rob sit down and we kind of plan out the next few months, like we did this evening with a McDonald's, which was nice, and that was all funded by Ko-fi this month. So
TJ,
yeah.
Are we pretending that this is the same night?
Oh, you've ruined
it. I wasn't
going to
let you get away with it. No way was I going to let you get away with it.
You're such an ass. Okay. So, as Rob alludes, we did start recording this part last night, but two nights ago even, but T woke up and we decided, let's just call it. So, that's what we did. It's now Friday night, not Wednesday night. I was going to kind of not break the illusion, but Rob,
I'm not
going to
let you
have that. No,
I'm not letting you have that fun.
But if you do become a Ko-fi member, or if you even just donate to us, you will get access to a private part of our Discord channel that the other Discord members don't get. And yeah, we'll be having our monthly meetings on there. Well, for the first Wednesday of every month, you'll get to come and chat to us. And we'll just have an hour, a couple of hours chatting and just having fun. But you can also ask us a question and we'll read them out in the episode. So we've got two questions today. Which do you want first, Rob? Do you want Karen or would you like Matt, otherwise known as A Pint of Cthulhu?
Just quickly, I'll probably post some like Untitled Trek kind of like sneak peeks to the...
Oh, excellent, yes.
The, you know, the shorts and stuff. Okay, who do I want first, Karen or Matt? Oof, it's like picking your what's your favourite child? I love them both equally, but well, let's say ladies first, Karen.
Okay, so Karen's question to us then is either ideal guest... Actually, no, let's have both questions. Ideal guest, first of all. So
ideal.
Who would you, if we could have anyone on the podcast, who would you ask and get them on?
In the entire world? Or actual realistic?
She's just put ideal, so you can be non-realistic if you want.
Rachel Stevenson. With webcam. No, okay. Let's be realistic. Oh, no, I'm going to pick realistic. I'm not going to pick, like... the king, you know.
Well, yeah, if we're going to go realistically, I would love to get Sanya and Mr. Biffo on.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the same thing, actually.
That's why I jumped in there first. Didn't want you getting it.
That would be pretty cool to have them on.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'd be a lot of fun. And I think you'd get a lot of insight into what happens behind the scenes on their hard work, which I don't think many people, I think, grasp how much work that goes into some of the stuff they do.
Okay, if you're going to say them, then I would really like to have one, maybe two members of a popular TTRPG podcast to come on.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's ever going to be possible.
Oh, I just don't know.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
Okay, second question from Karen then. What is the worst pod moment so far, and did you keep it in the episode?
There is one, and it is more than just an episode.
It is. So we haven't spoken about it, and we were meant to in today's episode, and we completely forgot.
And we didn't, no.
Go on, Rob, tell them what it is.
It's the Chili's. That's the worst experience of my entire life, not just the podcast, my entire existence.
So, yeah.
Everything's up from here.
So, yeah, Matt from A Pint of Cthulhu sent us a pot of dried Carolina Reaper peppers, which are 2.2 million Scoville in pain. I'm not even going to say it's temperature, it's pain. And we taste tested them as part of an episode, and we're so glad we filmed it separately, because there's no way we would have ever managed to do an episode after we'd eaten them. It kicked our ass for 2 days. Now, we didn't keep it in a main episode, and that's because we decided it just deserved to be its own episode, and it will have come out before this episode. So 2 days ago, the Saturday just gone, you will have seen a bonus episode, and that is us talking about spicy things and then eating a spicy thing. And to top it off, you can also jump over onto YouTube and watch it live on YouTube and watch us, or watch me, suffering and flapping and nearly crying.
Well, I suffered as well. I just didn't flap about it.
No, you did really well until you got home. Whereas I'm just a complete wimp and really, really just lose it. Okay. Final question then. That comes from Matt. Favorite memory so far, and he's talking about the podcast before you go off on a random look for Rachel Stevens again, and he's got an event, meeting people, Chili's or stories. Now Chili's, he can fuck right off. He knows that's not our favorite thing. It will never be our favorite thing.
Okay, I've got a couple. I really enjoyed getting all the stuff for your birthday episode, getting people to send the messages in. I enjoyed doing that.
I did really enjoy that.
That was fun. But what was the one I actually... I've said this before, it doesn't come across, I think, as being one of our best episodes or well-remembered one, but I really liked that stupid... ironic one. I haven't laughed like that in such a long time. It's brilliant.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. The ironic episode was one of my favourite to do, just because I get to do what I sometimes do best, which is just doing very stupid things on paper and thinking that they work when they are probably completely wrong. So yeah, the ironic episode I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed our out and about with Lower Decks. I didn't enjoy how much it went wrong with the microphone not recording.
Oh yeah.
But I really enjoyed our kind of day trip there, the fact we got lots of free goodies. It kind of felt really, really... It was just really nice night out, actually. And I'd say that was probably one of my favourite moments so far.
And if anybody knows anybody from Paramount, get them to respond to my emails, please.
I would say as well, my birthday episode, definitely, because everything you got me was absolutely brilliant. And I loved getting your birthday stuff as well. I had a lot of fun trying to choose what to buy you. So, yeah, if you want to support us on Ko-fi, feel free. And then you get to ask us questions as well. And that is the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for contributing if you did, and otherwise, why are you listening? I really don't know. You can find us on social media on anything, really. X, Facebook, Twitter, because that's what X really should be called.
Anything that holds your data for their own monetary gain, we're there.
Absolutely, and you can find it as either Channel 84, Channel 84 Variety Show, or Flat Rob if you're looking for Robin specific. You can also note that we have finally updated the webpage, so channel84.co.uk is fully updated, and there's lots of new stuff on there, so go and have a look. If you would like to email us, you can email us on tj@channel84.co.uk, rob@channel84.co.uk, or if you would like to email both of us at the same time, then you can send it to podcasts, that's plural, @channel84.co.uk, and that will come through to both our mailboxes. Have I forgotten anything, Rob?
Nope.
Lovely stuff. Well, in that case, we will see all you lovely people in the future, as in the next Untitled Trek show, which is next week, and then we've got a guest episode after that. All very exciting. Ooh. All right, take it easy, and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.